University
Radio Nottingham.
So the Pope and Justin Welby are planning to visit South Sudan over the tensions to do with LGBTQ plus rights. So the head of the Anglican Church in South Sudan said Archbishop of Canterbury was failing to defend biblical truth. I think one of the most interesting parts of this story is that Pope Francis has said in an interview that the laws that criminalise homosexuality were unjust, but then goes on to say that we must distinguish between a sin and a crime in reference to LGBTQ plus rights. So I'm going to open up the floor. Has anyone got any initial thoughts about this story? Do you think this is a productive way to go about trying to reduce tensions in a country like South Sudan?
It's interesting, coming from, I was brought up in Catholic schools, and there was always sort of a narrative, especially in secondary school, about even in a time and sort of in a country which at that point had long decriminalised homosexuality, there was still this sort of narrative of the church perceives it as bad. But that seems to be sort of shifting. And even though I still think that the Catholic Church has got a very long way to go, it's interesting the sort of reshaping of the argument in terms of moving from homosexuality being viewed as sort of this policy that the church can sort of use as a sin to now, which I think hopefully it's gradually moving towards where it's being seen more as a human right and not as something that can be used by the church as a sort of policy that it can sort of band about. But it's still there's obviously still a long way to go when Pope Francis isn't willing to openly say that the Catholic Church no longer condones or no longer condemns homosexuality. But yeah, I think it's still quite an archaic institution, which is one of the reasons why I haven't been to church for quite a long time.
It's completely hypocritical, isn't it? Saying this African country or whatever can't condemn homosexuality anymore, but then the church in one breath is saying homosexuality is now accepted, but then they're still saying it's a sin. What's the difference between a sin and a crime in the Catholic Church?
I'm as confused as you are. It was just really strange on really growing up in it, because you had primary school was very much focused on the Bible and these stories that were quite sort of moral, and in the sense of you didn't really get the other side of sort of modern church policy. And even going back, I'm no expert in sort of theology, so I'm not going to claim that I know everything about it, but I know there is quite a sustained argument that the whole basis of the Catholic Church and sort of Christianity in general's opposition to homosexuality is based off a sort of translation of the Bible. But I think this translation sort of goes back to about 1945, and what the actual true meaning of it was that it was mistranslated from a part of the Bible which said that a man should not sleep with boys, and that got translated into man should not sleep with men. But I think ultimately it's quite difficult for people in our generation to ever perceive how religion could be viewed as this sort of irrevocable sort of just irreputable source of knowledge, because for us we're very much, I think, more critical in the sense of just going, well, who actually wrote this? And when you go break it down, the only real reliance people have on when they have an argument about why homosexuality should be a sin is, well, oh, God said it is. Mm-hmm. And when you really get past that, I think it's very difficult for people our age to really go, well, actually, what's the basis of this? Because there really isn't one. But yeah, it is hypocritical. But it's good that some elements of Christianity are sort of, I think, the Church of England is more progressive on it now, still has probably some of a way to go, but it's I think the Catholic Church has quite a long way to go. So
I think that it's really the quote he uses where he says distinguishing between a sin and a crime, as has been said, I think that's it is slightly definitely a strange thing to say, because as you guys have alluded to, what is the difference in the Catholic faith? But I guess if I was to be the devil's advocate, I would say, well, maybe he's trying to distinguish between kind of legal going against the law and then going against what he deems to be like moral or what he deems to go against his faith. So maybe he's trying to make that distinction in a sense, but it still comes across pretty badly on kind of their part to still have that belief within their faith, I think. Especially like given how much especially given like the history, the Catholic Church itself is not exactly like immune to kind of scandals and other kind of things that it's tried to hide. The fact that it still kind of effectively openly declares this kind of this belief, I think, is quite interesting.
But surely, like, the difference between a crime and a sin, a crime is punishable on earth. You go to prison, you pay a fine, whatever. Like, homosexuality, traditionally, you got castrated, whatever. But a sin, you're morally, like, punished for. You go to, like, hell. That's worse for Catholics. So then why is the Catholic Pope, like, then condoning homosexuality in a different country? It doesn't make sense.
I think a lot of what it has to do with is the fact that the Catholic Church, particularly with young people, and I think it's religion in general, is in such a level of decline. And certainly, you know, church numbers lower than they ever have been before. And to be honest, I think it just shows how archaic an institution it is, because their reaction to it is to double down. And their reaction is that, oh, if we sort of gently go in the direction of making ourselves more liberal, then maybe, you know, young people are come flooding back to religion. But I think the thing is, I don't think Pope Francis, from the stance he's taken in comparison to previous popes, I don't think he is homophobic, but I think he realises that the institution that he's head of is one scandal away from completely fragmenting. And if he was, and again, this is obviously the most hypocritical thing, but I think his mind is that if he came out and said, we believe that homosexuality is okay in the eyes of God, that suddenly this would cause a huge crisis for the Catholic Church. But it's exactly that is the reason why the Catholic Church is, like, in terms of membership, in terms of following, in terms of people actually caring, just sort of a shadow of what it was 100 years ago. But yeah, ultimately it just comes down to the population is more secular than it's ever been before, and the church and religious institutions just aren't reacting to that. And yeah, it's stuff like this that I think just makes people more confused than anything. It's like, well, what do they really mean? What is the? It's so legally okay, but it's not morally okay. I mean, what's the truth there?
Yeah, I agree that it is hypocritical, because also the Archbishop who has gone there, he said he celebrates the Church of England blessing same-sex married couples. However, he won't do it himself for the sake of unity in the Anglican Church. So I completely agree that it kind of creates confusion. And also, in some ways, by them going to South Sudan, can it be interpreted as them sort of preaching? And there's, I guess, a risk that it would anger, like, local political and religious leaders in some senses.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that does make sense, because in the article it talks about how the Archbishop Justice Badi Armon, the head of the Anglican Church in South Sudan, says that Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury, when he talks about being joyful about like declaring like gay couples in church, he says that Welby was failing to defend biblical truth, and his role as moral leader of the global church has been severely jeopardized. So there definitely is kind of a distinction there between what the global heads of the religions are saying and what kind of local leaders in South Sudan are saying, in terms of the global leaders are saying, look, we accept, you know, like, homosexuality, even though we think it's a sin, which is obviously doesn't make sense. But we, you know, we accept it, like, we're not going to persecute you for it. And that, well, but then you've got leaders of South Sudan faith saying, no, we disagree with these people. So I think there's still that disconnect between kind of, like, what the global leaders are saying and what, like, actual local religious leaders are, like, preaching. I think there's still that divide there.
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely a disconnect between the way we perceive religion now and the way that sort of countries that's politics are less sort of liberal or less accepting in that way do. But I think, again, it just sort of signifies the way that it's sort of the Catholic Church and most organized religion nowadays is a coalition that is just so polarized at each end that it's bound to break at any point. Because, yeah, I don't know a single, maybe one or two out of the people I went to school with who I could say I don't think any of them go to church, to be honest, or I could say would say they were practicing Catholics still, because there's nothing there for our young people anymore. There's nothing for us to gain from it. So yeah, I think it's just another signal of just how confused and in decline the Catholic Church is.